Hello, this is Shibu Cherian and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is May the 14th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Ezra chapters 1 to 3. God requires us to give willingly according to our ability. We read in Ezra chapter 2, some of the heads of the fathers' houses, when they came to the house of the Lord, which is in Jerusalem, offered freely for the house of God to erect it in its place. According to their ability, they gave to the treasury for the work 61,000 gold drachmas, 5,000 minas of silver, and 100 priestly garments. One of the first things that many of the Jews did after reaching Jerusalem was to contribute to the rebuilding of the temple. When the Jews reached Jerusalem, some of the heads of the fathers' houses gave gold and silver for the reconstruction of God's temple and garments for the priests. Offerings were brought even before the people settled in their houses. Ezra records the amount of gold, silver and garments given for the rebuilding of the temple, and so does Nehemiah. Nehemiah gives a more detailed summary, mentioning separately the contributions of the governor, of some of the heads of houses, and of the rest of the people. Many of the heads of households gave offerings for the temple to rebuild it, and they gave it after their ability. We should note that the first temple was also built with free will offerings and not with the tithe. This refers to gifts given over and above the tithe, not gifts given under the ability to tithe. This is God's standard for giving. The principle of giving beyond the tithe, willingly and according to one's ability, is still at work in building God's kingdom under the new covenant. The amount of the gift is not as important as the proportion of the gift in accordance with the individual's ability to give. Moving forward, let us give willingly and according to our abilities. The scripture provides us with 12 rules of giving that should inspire us towards generous giving. 1. Our giving helps the work of God's kingdom. 2. We should not give to be seen and appreciated by others. 3. God will reward us for giving to others. 4. Our giving helps others survive. 5. Our giving will support Christian workers. 6. We should give God first before anyone else. 7. We should give willingly and with what we have. 8. We should give to others to fulfill the need. 9. We should give both bountifully and cheerfully. 10. We should give generously out of our blessings. 11. God is pleased with our liberal giving. And 12. Finally, our giving reflects God's love in our lives.